Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to John Dooley from the Mildura Weekly. John, how are you? Hello, have we got John? We'll try that. John, are you there?
I am.
There you go. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, good. We went into a cone of silence there for a minute.
Yes, it happens sometimes. That's what happens when you rely on technology, of course. But look, John, busy week as it always is with news. And one of the big things is this multi-million, feels like billions of dollars being spent here local. Multi-million dollar spend here with the MSP and the Powerhouse projects.
Yeah, so we've always known that these two projects were going ahead, but they were formally endorsed by Council last week, and there's about $20 million worth of capital works to be spent on the Powerhouse precinct, and importantly, the Stage 2 of the Mildura Sporting Precinct, which is going to have a whole lot of new goodies supplied for our sporting groups in Mildura, everything from volleyball to netball to, you name it, another oval, enhanced parking, a variety of things, which will, I think it's about $11.5 million spend there. And as Councillor Glenn Milne said, you know, this endorsement of these projects is going to provide a tremendous boost for the region through the construction phase. And King Constructions will be undertaking the sporting precinct upgrade. And so those two projects will get underway in the coming months, and be exciting to see them come to fruition, particularly the Powerhouse precinct, which is going to be quite something, I think, and we've done some stories on that in the past.
I haven't actually seen any plans for that just yet. I'm waiting to have myself surprised, to be absolutely honest. Hey, look, Vets Assistance Dogs passing through Mildura on the way to WA. Can you explain exactly how this worked? We were just on the phone talking off-air.
Yeah.
How did this work?
Well, yeah, on Tuesday, and this actually got some national coverage via the Today Show, but two vets from the Montmorency Eltham RSL, that's the Vice President Andrew Hall and the President Glenn Ferrarotto, they've been tasked with the job of delivering five of these assistance dogs to veterans in Western Australia, and they passed through Mildura on Tuesday, as I said, and we caught up with them. And look, these assistance dogs are basically for veterans who suffer from post-traumatic support disorder, and they are tremendous. These dogs are lifelong companions, and they've been specially trained. They spend time from up to 18 months with a foster family, and then they are given to the veteran. The veterans undertake training as well before they receive their dog, and all sorts of breeds. But the dogs have an intuitive knowledge, if you like. They know if the veteran's in a situation where they're not comfortable and they can move them away from it. You know, even if they're having a bad night, they'll wake them up and comfort them and so on. So but it's an incredible thing. We have a vet in Mildura, Josh Fraser, who's looking forward to getting his dog in about 18 months' time.
Love it.
And, he's undertaken all the applications. He did all that before Christmas. It takes some time, and as DVA said to him, it can take between 12 and 18 months before the dog arrives. And he'll, as I say, undertake some training, about 30 hours of training in Ballarat or Bendigo with a trainer, and be ready to receive his dog. And, you know, they do a marvellous job. These dogs, I should have said, were being supplied by an organisation called Dogs for Life, which are based in Melbourne.
Oh, beautiful.
And there were the veterans in Western Australia who've been waiting, and because of COVID and the border restrictions and all the rest of it, it became very complicated to get the dogs there, so the decision was made to drive them over, and they're actually being met at the border, even though the border's now open, we understand, and the dogs would have been handed over there. And on the front page photo, I should say too that Andrew Hall's dog is a beautiful Labrador called Lola. She's sort of blending into this background there a bit, but she's so jet black. So there were six dogs all up, and he said it's like taking six kids across the Nullarbor. So interesting story.
Yeah, you did say that's about 30 hours training involved with that. Now 30 is a dirty word at the moment in the CBD, I do believe.
Yes, well, as you're alluding to the CBD strategy,
yes,
master strategy, which is going to changed some things in the CBD, hopefully to make better access for pedestrians and so on, but it may involve slowing the traffic down and some more traffic lights along Deakin Avenue. There's quite an interesting depiction of what Deakin Avenue could look like with cycleways and all sorts of things. So I'd personally like to see them sort the mall out. No decision's been made on that. There's talking about buying up shops or real estate so you can get access from Deakin Avenue and Lime Avenue and so on. Well, that makes a bit of sense. But I have my own views on that, which we won't canvass today. But, looking ahead, and it's all designed to, you know, make moving around the CBD easier and better access to the river and so on. And, of course, you know, that'll have great merits with tourists coming as well. And there's even a suggestion that there might be a Mildura punt service travelling down the river between Golgol and the racecourse and Baronga and the Riverside Caravan Park right into the CBD.
That's an interesting idea there, John.
Well, it is. And I mean, on, you know, when there's certain events and so on, I mean, I couldn't think of anything better than going to the races by ferry. so I think it's good to have some of these ideas out there, and who knows, they might come to fruition.
They could. Look, John, always great to catch up with you, and we will talk again soon. Where can we find the weekly?
Well, 20,000 copies plus in your letterboxes and across the district every Friday morning. And of course, it's free to the public.
It is, John. Thank you very much for your time. John Dooley, Mildura Weekly.